Good morning, everybody. What a gorgeous morning we have this morning. That heat is out for today. And I woke up, it was in the low 60s, and I went, wow. So this is going to be a great day, everybody. So get out in that sunshine and enjoy it. So remember, this is your chance this morning to get a free reading on the air. So call in and call in with questions, too. I have a very special guest this morning. The number here is 717-637-0052. So we'll be taking questions and also readings for past loved ones or animals. So I have something a little different for you all this morning. We're going to be talking more about the human spirit. My guest is Amy Tyrion. She is the founder of Delight for the Soul, which offers programs to help individuals. Hello? What, Gil?
We have a call.
Oh, we have a call. Well, let me introduce Amy first, and then I'll get right to our caller. Okay? Well, as I was saying, Amy is the founder of Delight for the Soul, and she offers programs to help individuals connect with their own source of wisdom, inspiration, joy, and strength. Amy is a restorative yoga trainer, speaker, artist, dancer, and writer. Amy was one of 16 women profiled nationally in a documentary series entitled Her Story, produced by Elizabeth Arden. She's getting ready for the launch of her new book titled Knowing Beautiful. It's going to be lovely. So she's a speech communications and business graduate of Pennsylvania State University. And she has lived in San Francisco for 20 years with her husband and two daughters, Eva and Aria. So welcome, Amy.
Thank you, Jackie. It's lovely to be here.
Yeah. So how's it feel to be back in Pennsylvania for a visit?
It's absolutely beautiful. It is a important part of my year and my family's year to come back to Pennsylvania. It's a very centering and grounding part of the whole year for us because Pennsylvania is so much different than San Francisco.
Oh, love yeah. It. Yeah, yeah. Well, right now it feels like a... it feels like the Amazon. You picked the right time with this break in the weather because it has been hot and muggy here. So, I'll tell you what. Before we get started with Amy, let's talk to our caller this morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, wait, hold on. I always forget I have to put on my headphones.
Hang on here just a minute.
Okay, I'm ready.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Oh, okay, I guess.
Okay, I guess. All right. All right. Can you give me
your... I was wondering if you could see anything about my mother.
About your mother. Okay. And can I have your first name and her first name?
My name's Rhonda.
Rhonda. Okay. And your mother's first name?
Mary.
Mary. Okay. Let me just give me a second here, Rhonda. Okay, well, what I'm seeing with Mary this morning is there's a lot of static, there's a lot of stuff sort of clouding things,
okay.
Like filled with something. So is she going through some health challenges?
She passed away.
She passed away. All right, but
yeah.
there's a heaviness here with her. Okay, let me just see. Okay.
This was about 4 years ago.
Okay, 4 years ago. All right. Well, what I'm getting with her is, there's just a lot of static. So it's like she's having, do you talk to her a lot, Rhonda?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were very close when she was alive.
Okay. All right, because what I'm getting is that she tries to communicate with you, but she has trouble getting through. Oh, so that's interesting. So I'm thinking that you have a very busy mind.
Oh, yes, I do. I have a lot going on in my life.
Okay, all right. So that is what she's saying. So she's saying she's showing me sort of like she's trying to part things to get through. It's like she's sort of like it's like going through a jungle. So she's been trying to get through. And so her message for you is to calm down. She's saying, leave a little space for mom. And she's also saying, leave that space for all this good guidance. That's also, she's saying, coming to you from your guides as well. All right?
Okay.
All right. And she also wants you to know how much she loves you and that she is with you. Even though you can't feel her all the time, she's saying that she's with you in the kitchen a lot. She shows me you standing when you're at the sink area.
Yeah.
Okay. She's saying that she's with you a lot. Was she somebody who enjoyed being in the kitchen?
Yes. She cooked a lot, and I learned a great deal from her.
Okay. All right.
Taught me well.
All right. Well, yes, she is complimenting herself and you.
She should. She was an excellent cook.
Okay. All right. And she's saying, and so are you. And so are you. So feel her there and know that she loves being with you in the kitchen because that's your special time together.
Yes, we did share a lot of times in the kitchen together.
Well, thanks so much for calling in, Rhonda.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, well, that was fun. I love when we connect with mothers. I just love that. They always have great things to say. So, all right, I'm going to take these headphones off this morning. Thanks for calling, Rhonda. So Amy, back to Amy. So we were talking about being back to Pennsylvania, and I mentioned the launch of your new book, Knowing Beautiful. So I know your book has been described as a new bedtime story for women, and what does that mean?
Wow, you know, I appreciate your question, and I'm still with the caller too.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to start by thanking you for having me here. And it was really a touching thing that you shared, where it was about needing to create space for connection.
Yeah.
And I really do think that that is very much the theme of the work that I do. And Knowing Beautiful was my latest offering, and it really is. When I say it's a new bedtime story for women, it is because for me, I believe that often at the very end of the day, it's when our minds end up being so full from the day that we, men and women, can come to the end of the day feeling lesser than, that we reflect back on our day, on our life, on ourselves, and sometimes not a whole way. And so Knowing Beautiful is really a opportunity for women to be with themselves in a nurturing, warm, different light before bed.
Mm-hmm.
But it really can be read at any point in time. But it's a full color hardback book that starts with a story that invites women to see themselves differently. The first page says, look deeply, you will find her. You are a fabulously calm and capable woman. And the second half of the book is a guided journal where mm-hmm. we really explore these concepts around ourselves and ask questions like calm, you know, where do you find your calm? How do you find your calm?
I love that you start the book that way because
yeah.
you're thinking, and that to me almost makes it part of that bedtime story
mm-hmm.
because like you said, when you're retiring for the evening, you know, you've had so much going on for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when you reflect back on the day, we don't always reflect on the positive things, you know, that we had in our day. We tend, I think, as humans to always go first, to what was wrong,
yep.
you know, or what we didn't do right. And then that doesn't leave us in that calming mode for then going off into sleep. So I love that you start that way. And I'm thinking about you too, Rhonda, who called in here. You know, I mean, you've got so much going on, like you said. So this is, again, you know, take that moment and find your calm.
Right. And also really see yourself in a bigger, more beautiful way. The idea of knowing beautiful was really came from my work on the documentary for Elizabeth Arden. And one of the questions they asked me as part of the filming was, what makes a woman beautiful? And I just thought that was an amazingly powerful question.
Because it's not what everybody immediately thinks. It's not, you know, hair or makeup.
Well, I don't know. It isn't. And I invite our listeners to really think about that question themselves. If you think about the most beautiful women in your life and you describe their qualities, to me it was qualities that were much deeper than any of the physical traits. So I was left with this sort of compilation of this huge, beautiful network of women in my life, and I thought of all of their traits that make each of them beautiful. And I really thought each woman deserved to ask that question and see her own answer and see that in herself. But I also believe that that many times it is really a gift that we can give others to help them see their full reflection. And so I view this book as a gift book more than anything, where a man can give this to a woman in his life and women can give it to their friends, because I think women mm-hmm. can support women in that way very naturally.
Friends and daughters.
That's right, and daughters as well.
Yeah, because I agree with you. It's so funny. And my husband always says, like, I'll talk about somebody and I'll say, oh, she's so pretty. And he'll always look at me and he says, you realize, he said, from a just normal guy perspective, that person would not be considered beautiful. I said, yeah, but you're not looking at the same things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, it's like somebody's spirit makes them beautiful.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's like, and it seems like I see that first, and then that sort of shades, you know, the outward appearance for me in yep. many, many ways.
Yep. And as we get older, for women and men, we all have that journey that we're taking as yeah. our physical bodies shift and change. We're invited to, you know, continue to be able to look in the mirror and see our changes, but still really feel our beauty coming through that and seeing that in others. And especially as your children grow and you see them in their prime and moving into the world and society, and inviting them to see themselves that way too.
And I think it all boils down to two. You see what you expect to see. Mm-hmm. You find what you're looking for. So I'm thinking about all us women who look in the mirror and we see wrinkles. Mm-hmm. Because you're looking, if that's what you're looking for, that's what you're going to see.
Yep.
You know, and if you're looking out there and you're looking for the beauty in life, that's what you're going to see. You're going to see what's beautiful in life. So decide consciously what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah.
And I do also think that for me and in the work that I do, I see women who, when they have that connection with themselves and they know what brings them joy and what makes them and what they are contributing in just their daily interaction and how they touch the world, they are able to live in that place of beauty.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, Amy, tell us about, now you've had quite a journey to where you are mm-hmm. today. You've had 10 years in change management career with a global management consulting firm. You have a 15-year yoga practice and a lifetime love of dance, creativity, and the arts. How did that all come together with your business, Delight for the Soul?
Yeah, well, it is a journey. It has been a journey. I did have a wonderful career in corporate America. I worked in Philadelphia and then out in San Francisco in change management, and that was a very intense time, and it was about helping individuals in a corporate setting really work through major changes that were going on in the company and how it impacted them. And my work was very intense. And I went.
I would think very emotional too, because change is difficult.
It is difficult, and seeing every, you know, we were always in the center of change. Absolutely, I mean, there are changes in our life all the time, but there are moments where we feel it more acutely, and that's that was the time where we were focusing on our work. But I went right from my change management career into raising my daughters, and along the way, I continued to push and work hard and give the way we all do. We are very much a achievement-oriented, doing external society. And for me, what ultimately happened was I was getting more and more disconnected from myself. And as that was happening, I was getting physical manifestations in me that I was ignoring, until ultimately I realized that I was trying to live and operate in this world with an undiagnosed thyroid condition.
Yeah, it affects our wellness.
Impacts the way your ability to think, your so many physical manifestations, and your energy. And I got to the point where I could barely get the children to school, and I would come back and kind of crawl into bed and try to have enough energy to do the dishes, yet I still was beating myself up over feeling incompetence.
Right, because you weren't doing everything. You were not being supermom.
Exactly, and not being superwoman. So I did have an aha when I got my diagnosis that I realized that I needed to take a step back, and I realized that my journey I could see reflected back to me in so many of the women that I interacted with, sometimes physically, sometimes emotionally, sometimes mentally, as they were going through their own lives and challenges. So Delight for the Soul was my desire to bring to the world a very specific experience that honored and nurtured and restored women. I do programs for men and women, but it started with women in a delightful manner. And I wanted to give a program that women could say yes to, because we're really good at saying no to ourselves. And I think that's, different ages and stages. You know, you learn that. I think it's a lesson for us in life as we grow older. But Delight for the Soul is there are many retreats or workshops, because there's so much out there that you can hop on a plane, you could go for a whole weekend. But, you know, many women and men feel scarcity around time. And so these programs are 2 to 4 hours, and they include yoga, journaling, massage, and painting. And it's a very carefully crafted, full experience to really help you drop into yourself.
So as people are coming to you for, you know, one of the retreats, you know, it must be interesting to sort of just observe them as they come in, and then as they go through the retreat, and then just get the feel for what they feel like when they leave.
Absolutely. It's a very different energy. I focus a lot on the quantity of energy we're giving back to ourselves, but also the quality. And I know you feel that a lot in the work that you do.
Right.
And
everybody is so affected by the energy of others, and we don't always take that into account. You know, I mean, you know, sometimes when you walk into the room, you can sort of like feel something, you know, but we don't take that into account, that all the time we are giving and sharing energy.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is a... And when we are so focused externally that we don't have formal practices in our Western culture to really preserve and grow and nurture that energy, so that it continues to feed us and feed others around us. So I always say to my participants on the way out that, you know, this is not selfish time. It is a gift that you are giving to
yourself
and others.
Yeah.
by being able to really restore yourself first.
Yeah. So just sort of walk through with us a little bit, like people are coming to your door, and how does that time go that you spend with them?
Well, it's a very sensory experience. So I want to encourage I have different themes for my retreats throughout the year, so people can come back more than once. But something that's constant is it's a real invitation for us to awaken to the smells, the sights, the sounds, the tastes. So the first thing is just creating a delightful environment when people arrive. So they immediately drop into seeing the fire in the fireplace, hearing the music, having an interesting, lovely smell to the air. And those are all things we can do for ourselves to help
us. Right, we can do that at home.
That's right. That's right. And encouraging them to feel the difference in themselves just by those small shifts in the environment. I always start with the physical. I know for myself that when I create space physically in myself, that I allow energy to come into my life. So we stretch. Mm-hmm. And we do gentle yoga. And
I like that. I like one of your things that says, no back bends.
That's right. No back bends required. No back bends.
People don't have to get nervous about, oh my gosh, I can't do yoga.
No. And I would love to encourage our listeners to experiment with just lying on the floor and putting your legs straight up against the wall and feel what that will do for you. Just lying there for 5 minutes.
I know in running, you know, there's a program that I took called Qi Running, mm-hmm. which talks about the energy. And one of the things that they do is after you've been out, you lie on the floor and you put your legs up, and they call it the leg drain. But what it does is it shifts all that energy mm-hmm. and really helps with like cramps and things like that. So it's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need to strain in order to feel a shift.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Time now to come back to Heart.
Okay, Gil. Hey, I was loving that weather report. That's the second time you said that. Abundant sunshine. I love that phrase. So you can be saying that all summer because we've had so much rain. Anyway, I want to come back to Amy. We were talking about what the experience is like for Delight for the Soul. And before we took the break, we were talking about one of the things she does is have people lay down and put their feet up. And so I'm going to like tell everybody out there, try that one. Especially all you people who are on your feet all day. I got to tell you, I've done that, you know, with my running exercises, and it is just so refreshing, and your legs feel so good after that. So, all right, so we got them all relaxing the legs, and where do you go from there, Amy?
And the blood flowing back to the heart,
which is
really important. And then that really slows us down and helps us become present. And I think... again, one of the goals is to help individuals create space to have important time with themselves. And, you know, I would also invite our listeners to really think about what it is in their life that helps them find quality time with themselves. You know, in different ages and stages in our own lives, we have more time. Mm-hmm. But evaluating the quality and
how do we use that time, and
do you have a practice to tap into yourself in a meaningful way to really invite in your own wisdom and your own clarity and your own inspiration? And that's again what the goal of our time in my programs is. So after we expand ourselves physically, we really focus on finding space between our breath and doing breath and work, and we also focus on calming down our minds. The caller at the beginning of the show, you know, the invitation was really exploring how busy your mind is and what that's getting in the way of. Mm-hmm. And we all have that. And there's this wonderful layer underneath us that is ready to serve us and help us when we can tap into it. So after we create some space within ourselves, and we're ready to hear it. We're ready to hear ourselves. And that's when we do guided writing and journaling. And I will tell you that even though this program is primarily for women, I've done it for men too. And they love this part of the exercise, because I don't think any of us really give ourselves that much time to think about important questions in our lives and see where our answers take us. So we have do themes around what does being open mean to us? What do we need in our lives? What is our relationship with joy? You know, how can we be more gentle with ourselves? And exploring those questions individually in writing is the next step, and then having some discussion around it. And then the part that that I think people find most surprising is the painting. Well, you know, why do you kind of attach painting to the end of this?
Yeah, I think that's fascinating, because, you know, I've done some painting, and it's so liberating.
It is.
It's just playing with color. You know, we used to do that just naturally as kids, you know, when we had crayons and stuff, and you know, and you didn't worry about whether you colored outside the lines. And I mean, it's just so liberating. Do you find that?
Well, that is a beautiful relationship that you have with trying on your creativity hat. Not everyone approaches it that way. And I think because as we get older, we are taught that we need to draw inside the lines.
Yeah.
So painting is another contemplative tool. I use it you paint in silence, and you explore that inner critic that you can, that comes out very easily when we do something like painting. But it's also meant to be playful, to invite participants to feel young again, to allow themselves to not know where you're going, to be a little bit out of control.
I bet you that's one of the hardest things, though, to get people to go into the playful mode.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah. It is. It takes a lot of encouragement. And you know, I would say if you ask yourself, when was the last time you tried something different?
Mm-hmm.
And what was your feeling? You know, were you able to approach it in a playful manner and invite and see if you can do that next time? And summer is a great time to be a little more playful.
That's a great thing that you put out there, Amy, because I know so many adults, you know, you reach this point in your life that you hesitate to try something new because you think you have to be good at everything.
Right.
You know, so you don't want to take that stab at things, and you don't want to look like you don't know how to do it to the next person. And there's that little bit of competitive thing that we have trouble letting go of. And so that's like a whole big thing that you do with people just to get them to play.
Yes. I also offer So You Think You Can't Dance. Classes for the same reason, because as adults, sometimes you feel like you miss the window for starting something with absolutely no experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it, because that's so true. When you're young, you don't know how to do everything, but that's expected.
Right.
And you expect that of yourself. But now that we're older, we think we should have learned how to do that.
Yep. Yeah.
So you think you can't dance. Okay, I hope my husband's listening to this. Because he's always saying to me, I can't dance. And just recently, bless him, I got him at a wedding. And I have to say this, I don't know, our friend Vicky, I don't know if she's here, but she pulled him out of his chair at the wedding to dance with her. And something I never could have got him to do, come up on the dance floor. And, you know, I just said, just do it, honey. And, you know, he just danced, you know, and, you know, he certainly didn't look like, you know, he didn't look like John Travolta, I can tell you that. He wasn't, you know, polished, but he had a blast.
I was going to say, how did he feel?
He had a blast.
That's really what dance does for us.
Yeah.
It changes how we feel.
Yeah, just that whole movement thing and loosening up. And I've actually gotten him to go out on the dance floor after that. And it's so funny because I go out on the dance floor and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even know if I remember how to dance. Yeah, so that's so great.
Yeah, it's fun. So that's that. Just back to the programs. That's really my programs in a nutshell. And they include wonderful food and massage and hot stone relaxation. And it's really, again, women, when you ask how they leave, they really leave feeling cared for. And I do think that women especially do such important work caring for others. work that is often invisible, doesn't come with a bonus at the end of the year.
And sometimes they feel unappreciated.
And really, it is important to be able to feel cared for, too, and to receive. So we also explore that idea of do you, are you able to receive in life?
That's a very good question to ask people, because we are so focused on giving, you know, that we forget how to receive from others. And I try to remind people that if you're receiving, you're allowing somebody else to give to you. You know, so it's it's sort of like that circle thing that you need both sides.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, Amy, this sounds so delightful. The next time you're back in the area, well, I'm sure some of our listeners are going to want to hook up and maybe we can get something. Maybe we can have you do something here.
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, my work travels, so I'm reachable.
Yeah, because I know not even that you do it at your home base, but you still go out and do things for corporations as well, right?
I do. I offer programs that have components of the Delight for the Soul experience, and they are customized for teams. And it is, again, it's exploring it is exploring how much we give to our work, but also what can our work give back to us, and what can we bring to the work environment? How do we show up in our work environment so that we feel like we are our best selves, and also feel like we are able to focus on our important life work as well as our career work? So it's all good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. I like that, and I like that life work thing, because, you know, people think of work and they forget, you know, that's all life.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of it. Okay, my goodness, we're running down already. Can you believe this? Well, let me see if there was anything else I wanted to ask you. Well, I did have a question. So now that you've done all this work and a lot of these things you do from your home base, and your daughters get to be there and be part of it, and, you know, so what do you hope your daughters gain from seeing this work?
Well, I would say that I do think that they can see my authentic joy when I'm preparing for the work that I do. And I hope that that is a model to them to find that kind of work for themselves. And also what you were saying about giving and receiving, hope that they hear that it's about helping others receive, but also the joy in giving, and that it doesn't have to be tied to income, but it is an important part of life.
Yeah, because it's all part of it. Yeah, I love that. I love that. Well, listen, we might be back, but well, let's tell people first. How can they reserve a copy? I know your book is not in print just yet.
It is not. It's at the printer.
On the way. Okay. So how can people reserve a copy of that?
Absolutely. Go to knowingbeautiful.com and you can reserve a copy. And for listeners today, I'd love to offer an autographed copy if you say that you heard about Knowing Beautiful from the show. I'd be happy to offer that, and we'll make sure that I will contact them directly
when it's
ready to be shipped.
All right. Well, that is a very special offer, everybody, an autographed copy. So, you know, get in touch with Amy now and get your reservation in there.
Yeah, knowingbeautiful.com. And if you want to learn more about my work or sign up for my newsletter or blog, you can go to delightforthesoul.com.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to tell everybody next week, my guest will be Cindy Plume. And Cindy is a radio show host for Keeping It Real with Cindy on Blog Talk Radio. And because of her life experience, she has a passion to reach out and help anyone that is struggling in life. And she's really good at this. She's always had an interest in both the afterlife and paranormal activity. She's been a spiritual coach for many years, helping people to look inside and find their own place of peace, inner harmony, and healing. So I know you're going to love hearing Cindy next week. She's just so much fun to talk to. I've been on her radio show, too. So also, I want to also remind everybody that it's always nice for me to meet our listeners. And for information about readings for me, please visit my website at www.jackielebeau.com. That's J-A-C-Q-U-I-L-E-B-E-A-U.com. beau.com, or call my office. The number is 717-968-5289. I'm available for in-person readings, phone readings, and group readings, which are always fun. I come out to your home. We do a group for like 8, 10, 15, 20 people. It's really a nice evening, so that's always a fun one. I have offices in Hanover at the Eichelberger Professional Center and also down in York. So please give me a call if I can help you in any way. All right, so Amy, real quick, I don't know how much time we have. Very little. 4 minutes. I'm getting a signal. I love that. Don't you love that? 3 minutes. Okay. So I wanted to ask you real quick, what do you consider the best thing about what you do?
The best part of what I do, I think, is to really see transformation in the people that I work with that happens in a playful way, and to be with people in a heart-to-heart way, which is very much about your work as well. Mm-hmm. I feel very blessed to have created some space in my life to be able to do that work.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What a transformation for you.
Yeah. I learn a lot. And I think one of the things I've learned is that we all share a similar journey. It has different stories attached to it, but our journey is really more the same than not.
Yeah, I find mm-hmm. that too in my work as well. It's amazing to me when people come to me for readings and the messages that come through. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of people are struggling with the same issues. Mm-hmm. And even spirit on the other side. I always tell people that. We always think the other side is so different, but it really isn't. You know, and they are still struggling with some things too, and two of the things that come through most readily for everybody with spirit is, number one, apologies. So you'll have somebody who's crossed on the other side and they want to come back and they want to apologize for things and tell people that they're sorry that they did certain things, mm-hmm. and thank yous, mm-hmm. big thank yous for things that people have done for them in their life. So it's always those same little things, and they talk about the special moments in life, and everybody shares the same things.
Wow.
So,
well, thank you for having me here today. That's a big thank you that's coming up for me.
Oh,
as we're talking.
Well, this mm-hmm. was delightful. Simply delightful. So I loved having you, and I am so anxious. I'm going to be putting in my reservation for a copy of your book. I am so anxious for that to come out.
Thank you.
And I just like the whole concept, knowing beautiful, because it's not just physical beauty.
Right.
It's not just physical beauty. And I like some of the things that you shared with our listeners from your retreats that they can do at home.
Yep.
You know, you don't have to go away for some of those things. You just need to take a little time for yourself.
And ask the important questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was another good one, Amy, because people don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ask those questions. And even for you, somebody else asked you those questions first when you were doing the documentary with Elizabeth Arden.
Right.
And you said, wow, that's really an important question. Okay, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today. And come back next week for Heart to Heart, Talking to Spirit and Animals.